What's up? Conference Connection. As we draw closer to and follow Christ, we can find peace and hope despite the challenges in this world. Here's what several church leaders had to say about this during the April 2013 General Conference. In moments of fear or doubt or troubling times, hold the ground you have already won, even if that ground is limited. Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Lord, I believe. Ensign, May 2013, pages 93-94. We earnestly hope and pray for universal peace, but it is as individuals and families that we achieve the kind of peace that is the promised reward of righteousness. This peace is a promised gift of the Savior's mission and atoning sacrifice. Elder Quinton L. Cook of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, Personal Peace, the Reward of Righteousness. Ensign, May 2013, page 33. If we exercise faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, the enabling power of His atonement strengthens us in our moment of need. Elder Craig A. Carden of the 70, The Savior Wants to Forgive. Ensign, May 2013, page 15. During those times when challenges seem to be all around us, we can still find hope through the atonement of Christ and the power of His resurrection. Moroni, chapter 7, verse 41. Read more at conference.lds.org.
Wrapped in the warmth of testimony, Kaylina N., age 17, of Washington, USA, loves testimonies. She loves bearing her testimony. She loves listening as others share them. And now the testimonies from nearly 200 of her friends and relatives help keep her warm at night. I feel really blessed that I know so many people who know the gospel is true, Kaylina says. For years, Kaylina has wanted to create a large patchwork quilt. However, she didn't want merely a colorful blanket. She wanted an heirloom she could show to her children and grandchildren. And she wanted the whole thing tied together with testimonies. After planning her design, Kaylina contacted friends and family to ask if they'd be willing to write their personal testimony on one of the 192 pastel squares of fabric she planned to use in the quilt. Her own testimony is on a square as well. The final quilt required the help of many friends and over 200 hours of work, yet she doesn't regret a single minute. "It's my favorite thing ever," Kaylina says. "Anytime I'm not feeling happy, I can read the testimonies and it lifts me up. It's more than a warm blanket. It's a comfort to my soul."
After the flood, sometimes a tasty sandwich can make even the darkest day brighter. When floodwaters slammed into Calgary, Alberta, Canada in June, spring rains and mountain runoff forced over 100,000 people out of their homes. The flood left behind a massive mess, along with a massive need for volunteers. Church members of all ages from wards and stakes in the Calgary area responded immediately. "There was rubble everywhere," says Brigham S., a deacon who volunteered. Some youth knocked down drywall, carried away ruined furniture, or raked up mud and debris. Other youth, such as Brigham's group, made and delivered sack lunches to workers, volunteers, and families returning to their homes. Brigham remembers one particular family pumping muddy water out of their house. He and the youth volunteering with him asked this family if they wanted some lunches. "They were so happy," Brigham says. "They gave us hugs." Volunteer efforts went on for many weeks. "Faith and prayers can't do everything," Brigham explains. "Sometimes you need to get up and go help somebody."
Hymn vocabulary. Do you know the meaning of all the words in the last hymn you sang? Choose the correct definition for each of the following words that can be found in one or more of our hymns. Number 1, clad. Hymns number 4. Is it A, barring entry, B, clothed or adorned, C, a carpentry tool, D, showing remorse or sadness? The answer is B, clothed or adorned. Number 2, fain. Hymns number 233. Is it A, unyielding, B, to pretend, C, a sudden thunderstorm, or D, gladly? The answer is D, gladly. 3. Rapture, hymns number 26, 286, 289, 337, and 339. A, a state of overwhelming emotion. B, to puncture or tear. C, speaking with rhythm. Or D, the stern of a seafaring vessel. The answer is A, a state of overwhelming emotion. Number 4, gallantly, hymns number 340. Is it A, sharply? B, acting in haste? C, bravely? Or D, demonstrating great optimism? The answer is C, bravely. Number 5, azure, hymns number 294. Is it A, a rare stone, turquoise in color? B, praiseworthy? C, folded or pleated? Or D, the blue color of the unclouded sky? The answer is D, the blue color of the unclouded sky.
My favorite scripture, John chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. This is my favorite scripture because when I first read it, I wasn't trying to find an answer of some sort. I just found it, and it gave me a quiet revelation that I belong to the true church. Anna T., 15, Arizona, USA. End of What's Up?